In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we have a major feast day in the elevation of the cross, and we had heard the gospel, how the Pharisees and the bishops of the old church, the Old Testament church, how they came to Pilate and demanded that Pilate would crucify Jesus Christ. And Pilate says, I don't see any faults with him to deserve crucifixion. And they said, well, by our law, he deserves to be crucified because he considers, he told us that he is the Son of God. Well, of course, he told the truth. He is the Son of God. He was and is the Son of God, my beloved. And he came down here to take upon himself my sins, your sins, everybody's sins, so that we be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. My beloved, the love that the Lord has shown us is so much, and he wants us to copy. He wants us to have the love in our own heart for him, for what he had done for us. He wants us to love him, and he wants us to love each other, to prove that we love him, that we have to love each other. He went through so much suffering. They not just crucified him. They before that, they had put all kinds of on their head, they put the out of the roses with the things. They put a crown like on him to mock him, and they was getting on their knees, and they were spitting him and slapping at him, and doing and beating up on him all night long. So that when he was finally speared on the cross, and the water came out with blood because of so much beating that he had received. And he did that. Oh, again, you must realize that he did it for me. And you have to say to yourself that he did it for me. And the kind of love that he has, no one can match, my beloved. We have to realize that he deserves our love. And he wants us to be able to love each other. And also, if need to be, give our life for each other. Because we have to realize that we shouldn't be living just for ourselves, and we should not judge each other. And when we see somebody committing a sin, we should be willing to do what the Lord had showed us to do. We should be willing to take that sin upon ourselves and cry out to the Lord to forgive us that sin that we noticed in somebody else, not to judge him. And because that will be the true love, and we will pray for each other, my beloved. Let's try to remember the Lord more and more often. The biggest problem is that the enemy is trying to take us away from the love of the Lord. He is always trying to sidetrack us, so we won't even think about the Lord, so that we will have pay no attention to his presence. And yet he said in the gospel, he says that he will be always with us. He went to heaven and he sent the Holy Spirit upon us, and he is with us. And especially those of us who receive communion, he makes his abode in our heart with the Father and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, he is God of love, and that's all he wants us to. He doesn't want us to have aggravations and hatreds and anger fits and all kinds of stuff. Oh, that comes when we lose sight of the Lord. If we would remember the Lord, we would absolutely would not be able to get mad at each other or to judge each other, but we would humbly accept whatever anybody dishes out to us. And if they do something not good for us. We will accept it, that this, that, and ask the Lord to forgive them and not to hold it against him, just like the Lord did on the cross, and just like the Saint Stephen that was stoned to death, how he begged also the Lord to forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. And this is the way we have to have, this is the kind of spirit we have to have. We should not have the irritations and anger. You have to know it once and for all. You have to recognize it, that any time any irritation comes to you, that is a sign that the demons are getting close to you. And once you let them in your heart, and then you can have fits of anger. And all that is all because you have allowed them to come into the heart. And he wouldn't dare to come in the heart if we remembered the Lord, and if we kept our sight on the Lord. My beloved, we have to learn that warfare. The apostle tells us about it, that our battle is not against the flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities of hell. It's against the demons. And too many times we think, oh, it's only for monks or for saints that they should battle the demons. No, it's for every one of us. It's for every one of us. We have to learn how to deal with the filthy scums and kick them away, not allow them to take over our heart. Because we have to have our Lord in there that loves us, my beloved. Let's try to work harder on it, and to try to remember the sacrifice that the Lord had done for us. And you know, today is the commemoration of the cross being lifted up, because when it was found by the Empress in heaven, and then there was three crosses that were found, and they didn't know which one was belonged to Christ. And when they, at that time, they were passing some for a burial of one man, and the Empress ordered for the crosses to be put on the body. And when they put the first one, nothing happened. When they put the second one, nothing happened. But when they put the third cross, he immediately was resurrected. The Lord showed the power of the cross. And through the cross, we see multitudes of miracles happening all over. And of course, you know from the lives of saints, when the enemy attacks you, the demons, then you make a sign of a cross with faith, and he cannot stand it, and he has to flee. My beloved, let's do remember that when we sign ourselves with a cross, sign of a cross, we shouldn't do it just like we're brushing off something on our body. We should put the sign of a cross on top of the forehead, then on our belly, and then on our shoulders. And when we do that, we should absolutely remember the crucifixion of the Lord on the cross and his suffering. And then that's when the power of the cross will be true. But if we do the signs of the cross just automatically without remembering the crucified Lord, it's not going to do anything. And the enemy only will laugh at a cross like that. We have to keep our memory with the Lord again. But that, to do that, we have to have love for him. My beloved, let's work on that more and more, so that we will have more love for the Lord, and we will not lose sight of him. Amen. God bless you.